It is Monday, July 13th. I'm Nicole Sandler from Radio or Not, and it's time for your quickie news update. On the line with us today from the Talk Radio News Service is Victoria Jones. Hi, Victoria. What's going on?
Well, the confirmation hearings of Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court are taking place, and very interesting hearings today. The opening statements of the senators are taking place. They will be followed by the opening statement of Sonia Sotomayor herself. We won't have any back and forth Q&A today. That will happen tomorrow. But you're getting a sense of what direction some of the senators are going in from their opening statements.
Lindsey Graham just seemed to go on and on, didn't he?
He did seem to go on and on, although he did say unless you have a complete meltdown, you will get confirmed. He also said that he didn't know which way he was going to go on this nominee.
Well, I should hope not. That's what the hearings are for, aren't they? I mean, those who go into it and saying, I'm going to vote against her, what's the point of the hearings?
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Although you got the impression from some of the senators that they may have already made up their minds.
Yeah. So this whole thing is just a dog and pony show for them, I guess.
To a certain extent. I mean, I got the impression from Senator Jeff Sessions that there was absolutely nothing that she could do to make him change his mind.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, I hear we have a new nominee for Surgeon General.
We do have a nominee for Surgeon General. She is somebody who, now you have to bear with me for just one second.
Okay.
She is a very interesting young woman, Dr. Regina Benjamin. She was the recipient of a 2008 MacArthur Genius Grant, and she is a family physician. She was nominated very recently, within the hour as we speak, by the president to be the Surgeon General. This is a post that has been vacant really for quite a considerable time. I mean, the president's been in office since January the 20th, and it's taken quite a long time for this post to be filled. This, by the way, was his 200th speech as president, just for those who are keeping count. And obviously, it's something that it really was important that he get in place, because we're starting very slowly to move closer to the flu season, and the H1N1 virus is rearing its head.
That's right. Well, you know, I guess he got sidetracked a bit by Sanjay Gupta, who was supposed to be nominated, and then I guess decided it's probably a lot more lucrative to be the chief medical correspondent for CNN than to be Surgeon General.
Right. He also wanted to stay in active practice. Mm. He actively practices medicine, and he wanted to continue doing that also. So he had a couple of reasons for not wanting the job. And then it just seemed to take a long time. Howard Dean was a name that kept coming up. But you got the impression from the Obama administration that it was just not somebody who they were really considering, because there's really no love lost there.
And that's a shame, too, because I think if Howard Dean and President Obama could join forces, we might really get to see some true health care reform. And, you know, there are a lot of us questioning whether or not President Obama is committed to it.
Right. And, of course, one of the things that could possibly derail health care reform is if the Attorney General does go ahead with some kind of investigation into CIA abuses. Now, a story came out in Newsweek just a couple of days ago to say that Attorney General Eric Holder may probe Bush-era torture, that he's really feeling that this is something that he may have to do. He's been reading the reports and was really struck by this, the CIA Inspector General's thick classified report on interrogation abuses, and was shocked and saddened by what he read. And is really considering an investigation into this. Now, we know that the president does not want to do this, that he doesn't want to look backwards, he wants to look forwards. But, of course, the attorney general is the one member of the cabinet who, although he's considered to be loyal to the president, is also considered to be independent of the president and has to look to the law as his ultimate authority. this is the kind of investigation that, if it goes forward, would really bring out partisanship in the nation's capital and, in my opinion, would derail health care, climate change, and any other major legislation.
Wow. Well, I think this, at least investigations and hearings need to go forward, and I believe in my heart that once those do, then prosecution will be a no-brainer, that they have to do that. And well, and you know what? We have 60 Democrats, or they have 60 Democrats in the Senate. They can still get things done and hold up the letter of the law as well. Personally, I think this story about Eric Holder is the most encouraging thing I've heard throughout the Obama administration.
It's certainly a very, very interesting one. It really is. Of course, the other big story that came out today was the one that the Wall Street Journal broke, a story that had been trickling out over several days, mostly in the New York Times and the Washington Post, about the CIA and Leon Panetta discovering some kind of secret plan that the CIA had, him discovering that towards the end of June, putting an immediate stop to it, briefing the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees, and us not knowing what this plan was. The Wall Street Journal telling us today that it was a plan to capture or kill Al-Qaeda operatives. We don't know the details of it, but the agency spent money on planning and possibly some training, but it never really seems to have become fully operational.
And this came directly from Dick Cheney. So when do they get this man? Now, I know he was deposed on the Don Siegelman case. When will he be deposed on exactly what kind of super secret programs he authorized? And it's time to hold this guy accountable, I think.
There doesn't seem to be any plan to depose him on this at this point in time.
Wow. Well, maybe Eric Holder, you know, will grow the spine necessary that this administration has been lacking thus far.
It would be very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
These are the big stories.
Yeah, there's enough of them. All right. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. TalkRadioNews.com is the website. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Tonight on Air America from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, I will be joined by Rolling Stone Magazine's investigative journalist Matt Taibbi on his brilliant new piece about Goldman Sachs. It is a must read. I hope you'll join us tonight on Air America Radio, and we'll go more in-depth into some of the big stories of the day. It streams live at airamerica.com. And that's today's Quickie News Update. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com. Thanks for listening.